Love Talk Radio.
Waiting for this, you know, Ron. You called me today and you asked me if I was in the house. Well, I guess I wasn't, huh?
No, you're not in the house. I know you wish you were in the house, though, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But you know, the thing is, I think it's going to be a great season. You know, I can't. You know, unfortunately, I would love to go in the house every season, but you know. You know, it's a beautiful cast, I will say that.
Oh, very beautiful.
Hey, and by the way, you guys, my mom, her favorite is Hayden, so isn't that interesting? She says that he's going to go far, but she wasn't quite sure about him getting had a household, but she still has faith in him, and she also thinks that Matt is a saboteur, so. All right, guys, love you guys.
Okay, this is Cherry Garcia. Welcome, everyone, to the Rad Reality Show. This is the flashback edition with Cowboy Michael Ellis from Season 5. Welcome to the roundtable edition of the Rad Reality Show, and this is our kickoff edition. We have Paul with us up on the phone line. We have Christina who will be helping us in the chat room take chat room questions. And we have Cowboy on the phone line. Cowboy, thank you for joining us. Welcome.
Awesome. It's, you know, I tell you what, first off, I want to say thank you all for coming out. This is our third season of doing the round table on the Ron Rad Reality Show on Blog Talk. I am so excited. You know, there was a lot of concerns if we were going to come back for a third season with our good friend Ron dying. But you know what? He would want this to continue to go on. And we've got great people supporting Michelle Costa and myself to make the show go farther. And thank you all, Paul and Christina and Cherry, I mean, and Ben. I mean, without all y'all, this couldn't be possible. Listening to that clip, Paul, you're right. It did bring back memories. I would love to be in the house every season. Just so you know, I'm not in the house. I'm here talking to y'all again for season 13 of Big Brother. I'd rather be at home, actually. I can honestly say with my whole heart, I'm glad to be at home this season, just because, you know, I'll touch back of, you know, get back on subject. I will talk more about that, reason why I'd rather be at home. We're going to have a great season lined up. Like I said, I've got wonderful producers, you might say. We've got some great people that's going to be on the show tonight and next Thursday as well. We'll talk more about that towards the end of the show. What I want to do, not only I want to thank the fans, without you guys, this wouldn't be possible as well. So thank you so much, people in the chat room, people listening, people that's going to listen to the archives. Thank you, podcasters. Without y'all, this could not go on. So thank you so much. And I also want to thank Ron's family for letting us do this as well. Without their blessing, we probably wouldn't do it again for a third season of the Roundtable. So to Ron's family, thank you so much. Speaking of Ron's table, Ron's family and Ron, I wrote something because I was in the hospital when we actually did the memorial of Ron. We're not going to go all sappy every show, so I don't want y'all to think that we're going to, you know, get sappy every show, but I want my turn to Ron, and so we're going to do that, and then we're going to touch base of how I got on the show, and then we're going to talk about this season. There's a lot to talk about. So what I wrote was the legacy of Ron Rad. We all dream of leaving this earth with a legacy that people will remember forever. Some of us come up short, but some goes down with a fight. Let me tell you a man that went down with a fight. My friend Ron had a dream to be a radio announcer. Because of health and to take care of his mom, he stopped school. However, his dream stayed near. He loved reality shows. He watched every damn one of them. And one day, he decided to live his dream and start his own radio show that now we call the Ron Rad Reality Show. His personality was so different than most DJs. He had a heart. I remember the day like it was yesterday when Ron Rad contacted me on Facebook. Who would ever know I would be writing this after his death? He asked me if I'd like to come on his show, and I did, didn't think twice. I made his day because he was a big Horseman fan. After the show, we visited after and decided to do the roundtable every Thursday after Big Brother. Boy, who would know how much fun we would have in the two seasons of doing the show together. We have talked to amazing reality stars. We have made fun of each other. Like, who can count how many times Ron played the clip of me dating myself? Ron loved that clip. And boy, it was a great night, if you know what I mean. Ron's favorite moment in life was Vegas, where his dream would really come true. He met his friends and reality stars that he had spent watching and talking about. But I will never forget seeing him at the bus station at 12 a.m. or how I was mad at him because I had to stop drinking just to pick up his stinky ass. Because he had to live on the bus for so long just to get to Vegas. Speaking of Vegas, every time I hear Vegas, I picture Ron and the red leotard, where Ron and Michelle Costa would beat Panther and I in beer pong. I am honored that I met a man that inspired me and inspired others. He always lifted me up when I was down. He was like I had my own, very own cheerleader. Ron, thank you for being my friend, and tell God I said hi because I know you're right beside him. And I promise to have so much fun hosting the roundtable on the Ron Rad Reality Show. I will make you proud, my friend. And speaking of Ron, he had a favorite song. And we're going to play it because every time you would call his cell phone, this song would be on the ringback tone. We're going to play it and then go to the next segment of the show. I hope y'all enjoy.
Just a moment. That was so wonderful, Cowboy. I can't tell you. You've got people crying in the chat room.
Oh.
That are so touched by your words. And that was just a wonderful tribute to Ron. And I'm so glad that you had your time to share with your thoughts of Ron, because it was beautiful, and I just wanted to say that. So,
thank you. Well, I cried the whole time I wrote it. I'm just glad I didn't break down reading it.
With no further ado, we're going to play your song. Here you go, hon.
Thank you.
I got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it.
And tonight's gonna be a good night. Cowboys got
it
a great
is.
Show planned.
Thank you so much. And you know what? I tell you what. Ron always loved to make people laugh, always. And, you know, I told Cherry that I want to do a little stand-up comedy. And I just, you know, this is a great, you know, audience to be able to do some of it. So here and there, I'm going to throw out some jokes. I love feedback, but I want to kind of make people laugh. I think you're going to get a kick out of this on one of the jokes I wrote. Paul, are you on the line?
Yeah, I had to check to make sure I wasn't muted. I certainly am, and I so loved his humor. Sometimes it would get past me, but when I found that clip, I just want to say this real quick. When I found that clip of last year, and he started it with the Survivor song, and he said, shit, and I bleeped it out. I don't know why I bleeped it out, but that was his humor. I loved it. But go ahead. What you got for me?
Well, Paul, what do you call a toilet seat left up?
What do you call a toilet seat left up?
A man in a doghouse. I love it. Sorry. I came up with that, and I was like, yeah, women can relate to that one. All right. Hey, what do you call an 18-pack of beer by yourself? Drunk.
A cowboy good night.
Oh! No, 18-pack of beer by yourself, drunk. I love that. Anyways, I know you got to have a sense. You have to, I guess, know what an 18-pack would do to you before you knew what that was. What a wild year. Paul?
No, did you have another one?
I do. I'll cite it, but I want to go to the next thing, and I basically want to let everyone know what a crazy year it's been. The fans and friends and my big brother family, I want to thank y'all personally. The wild year I've had, you know, fighting for my kids and a hard battle, and actually getting custody of my kids. And, you know, I tell you, Ron was a big fan. He heard me cry several nights, how upset I was. And, you know, without y'all, the prayer and the thoughts, I couldn't make this possible. And, you know, I love being a full-time daddy and a mommy. And, you know, I never knew what it was like to be a full-time mommy, because I tell you what, I give the mommies props. Moms, y'all have patience where daddies don't, and I've had to learn to have patience, and Paul can relate. I mean, I can be on the phone with Paul, and my kids will come and ask me 100 questions, and Paul's like, I talk to friends that's got kids. It's all right. But you know what? It's a blessing, and so thank y'all all for the prayers and thoughts. And so that's the reason why I'm glad I'm not in the Big Brother house, because the time that I did miss with my kids over the the year and stuff. I'm happy to be where I'm at, and who knows, in the next few years, I might be in a position where I might go back. But my kids would love it to a point. My kids love me being on TV. My daughter, speaking of my daughter, she wrote a essay about me this year, and it was about Big Brother, and she actually won the best essay in her grade doing the report over her dad. So it's just, my kids make me proud every day, and I'm very blessed. And not only am I blessed, you know, I've been on the show several times. I'm very blessed. I know what, you know, the duos that is in sequester right now is feeling. You know, you might think that it's easier to go in sequester a second time or even a third time after doing it the first time. It gets harder, I think. I mean, my third sequester, it killed me. And so I can only imagine what they're going through. If they put the duos in the same room together, it wouldn't be so bad. At least they'd have someone to talk to. So I'm curious to see if they all got separate rooms or they're together. So that's a good concept that no one else would probably have ever thought of. Paul, do we have any callers yet, or do I need to just keep going?
Not yet.
Okay, I'll keep going. Okay. Not a big deal.
Hello?
Hold on 1 second. Okay. So, what, Paul?
Okay, I thought I'd muted my telephone. Jess is on Skype, which is awfully hard to push one, but I think she would like to come on the line. Jess BB Love, should we bring her up?
Okay, let's bring her up.
Jess, you're up.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, girl, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? It's been a hot minute, cowboy.
What did you say, dear?
It's been a hot minute since we talked.
I know. So, are you ready for New Hampshire this year?
Yes, I cannot wait.
I think you thrive. You count the days, seconds, minutes, and everything, don't you?
I do. But don't tell anybody.
I tell you what, we do have a good time down there, don't we? Toys for Tots is amazing, and you know, I tell you what, I know how big a fan you are of the show, and I'm curious. I don't think I've ever asked you this. What season did you actually start watching? Because I know that you are young. So what season did you actually start watching?
I started watching season 9, and Chelsea was actually the very first house guest that I ever got to talk to.
Oh, how cool is that? Chelsea is an amazing person.
Yeah. I love her.
Yeah, I tell you what, I had a crush on Chelsea, but don't tell her. But
no,
she's amazing. And there's other Big Brother crushes, but Chelsea is very beautiful and a very beautiful personality. That's why I think that, you know, she does her job, I mean, her radio show very well. I mean, she's got a great personality. She's funny. She just loves life, and you can see it in her Facebook pictures, and I mean, you'll see corny pictures every once in a while, and I'm like, Chelsea, what are you thinking? But she's just funny to just watch and listen to, and you got good taste. Chelsea is amazing. Not only is she an amazing player, she's just an amazing person in general.
Yep.
So, did you get a chance to look at the pictures of the house?
I did. I love.
So what do you think?
I love the cabana room or whatever it's called. That's my favorite, probably. I don't like the Katy Perry room or whatever it's called, the candy room, the have-not room, whatever the hell you want to call it. I don't like that one because it's too much. It's too bright.
Are you talking about where the fortune teller is?
Yeah, that's the cabana room or whatever that is, the lounge.
You but like that one.
I love that one. I want to live in that. I want to live in a bathroom, too.
my daughter's favorite was the purple room where the big round thing. I don't even know. I didn't even look what everything was, but I guess she liked the color of it. So, I don't know. I tell you what, I like the ice cream room. I thought it was kind of unique and corny, but I like the single beds with the design that they created. That's kind of different.
That's the Jumanji room from last year. And then the have-not room is the ice cream room.
The have-not's the ice cream room?
Yeah, well, they're obviously going to change it. But I call it the Katy Perry room because that's what Julia Chen called it.
Oh, it's kind of weird that you know what each room already is from past seasons. And to be honest with you, I guess that don't catch my attention span, I guess.
I don't have a life.
I don't catch. You don't have a life?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would be telling everybody that, Jess.
That's okay. Everybody knows.
Right, oh,
Paul?
My.
Yep.
Shut up, Paul.
That cracks me. Well, you know what? I tell you what. While I've got you on the line, and we've got other people on the line here, we'll go ahead. What did you think of the eight people that they released?
Well, I do things very differently. I only read the bios, and I don't watch the videos. Only because I like to read and look at their pictures and just see how they are like that. And I want to be able to judge them off of that and not by how they talk, how they look, how they motion with their hands if they do or anything like that. I want to see them in the house, and then during the season, I actually go back and watch those videos. So I kind of do everything opposite. I don't really know why, but...
I actually have to say the videos, they're all great speakers. I was really impressed. Everyone talked really well. They don't talk Calbonic like I do.
I did hear some of them, but... I do watch some of them, like 2 minutes of one, or, you know, but I don't watch them all, like in entirety.
But has everyone realized this is not a young cast? This is a somewhat older cast this year.
I mean, the youngest is 23, and the oldest is 41.
Yeah, I mean, I've got some of them. And, I mean, 26, 25, 30, 39, I mean, I'm really, and then the duos, you know, are not young either. I mean, there is some young ones, but, I mean, it's not, you don't have a 21-year-old. You don't have 22. You've got majority of the older people. And to be honest with you, I'm curious if these older people that's in the house, it's going to have brains to get rid of the people that come in.
I doubt that.
You doubt it.
I mean, if Brendan and Rachel come in, then obviously they're going to try to get them out first. But when I heard that the entire cast hates Rachel, so I'm, like, dying for Rachel to go back in the house. I want to see drama. Like, I need it. Like, I am a drama-holic.
Well, if you want drama, why don't you put Dick and Danielle in?
Well, that's possible, but, I don't know how Dick would do because everybody would love him, so they wouldn't go for his tactics, whereas Rachel just came out of the house and people hate her, but she will still do the drama, and Dick probably will to an extent, but everybody will know what he's doing, whereas Rachel can just, like, flip a lid and, like, over a can of soup. And I don't think Dick would do that, so.
But if you also want drama, why don't you put Dr. Will and Boogie in, and that would be drama all the way to first and second, because I guarantee you they'd take first and second.
Yeah, that's true, too. Jeff and Jordan will not do it, though. Sorry, people. I don't think they're going to come in.
I can't agree with you.
Why do you say that?
Because Jordan's still in school. Jeff literally just got his life back together because he was on The Amazing Race, Big Brother. He did All Around the World for free. So he's just getting back on track. And
let me tell you, I disagree with you 100%, and I'll tell you why. They have the world in their hands. I mean, why? I mean, they still have the power. I mean, they can really start really making some serious money. They go in, they keep their name out there fresh, and who knows? We might see a Jeff and Jordan sitcom. I mean, I really disagree, and I think that they're not idiots. I think that they know that they have to go in.
Yeah, but do you think they would go in so soon after their season? Because I know Jordan needed a lot of leeway.
Well, that's if you're going to do it, you might as well do it right away to keep it fresh. I mean, like Jeff had his show around the world and all that. They did Amazing Race. You know what? Yeah, keep your name out there. Keep it fresh. And you know what? They're beautiful. They're a beautiful couple. They can continue to ride this fame as far as, I mean, I wish I was as good looking as Jeff. I mean, shoot. I mean, don't we all? I mean, I would ride that power as far as I could take it. I mean, they've got it. They've got the world in their hands, and they need to use it.
Cowboy, we do have a few other callers, so would you mind if we went ahead and took a couple of other fans to call in?
Let's rock and roll it.
Okay. Thanks, Jess, so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let's see who else we've got on the phone line. Area code 304, you're live on the Rad Reality Show.
Hello?
Area code 304?
Hello, is it Cowboy?
It is. How are you? What's your name? Where are you from?
Good. How are you? I'm Christopher. I'm from Charleston, West Virginia. How are you doing, buddy?
I am doing great.
Oh, my gosh. I've been watching Big Brother. My mom got me turned on to be watching Big Brother. I've watched it, like, before Big Brother 10, and I wasn't interested in, like, all the boring stuff, but once I started handling or watching Big Brother 10, it started getting exciting for me, and ever since Big Brother 10, I've been watching on. So,
wow,
I'm pretty excited about this season.
Well, good, and I think a lot of people is. So you said you started watching in season 10. Who is your favorite cast member in season 10?
Well, I think Dan, he did an awesome job. He kept it very low key, no drama and everything, and look what he ended up with, the $500,000 prize.
I tell you what, I met Dan, we did a poker tournament together, and he's a cool guy, he really is.
Now, I did watch some of the Big Brother episodes on YouTube, and
okay.
I saw you in the house. So I saw some of the episodes of Big Brother before season 10 on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't you and somebody else in the house? Wasn't it like a sister or brother situation or something?
My sister Nicomas was in the house. And we never knew that we was, you know, even out there, you know. Of course, she lives in San Antonio. I never knew I had a sister. Never met my father until after the show. And, of course, I knew what his last name was. And I guess it was on the second or third day. Starting to have memory loss. And I realized that she had the same last name as my father. And so I just continued to drill her, ask her questions. And, you know, after I look back several years later of how I did it all wrong. Because it made me feel like I was stalking her. And,
right.
I mean, I know that America knew what I was doing. But, I mean, I was 23 years old. I mean, I'm 30 now, so I have a huge different outlook of how I probably should have did things than what how I did do it. That's why I kind of like this
probably
season.
Probably like Jessica, whatever, right?
Right. I mean, that's why I like that there's an older crowd this year, because as a young player playing the game, it's so tough. This game is very tough. It looks easy to, you know, if you're watching on the outside, but it is hard to play. I mean, you don't get to talk to your family. You had no TV. You had no cell phone. So all the pressure going in as a young person, it's overwhelming. So
well, you know,
I am so glad that you did check out our season. And, you know, the thing is my favorite part, not only I got to meet my sister, but I feel like we had one of the best alliances in Big Brother history. There might be some argument, but the Four Horsemen really started the alliances, I feel like. I will say the Brigade taking first and second, third and fourth, that's impressive. I will say the Brigade pulled that off. And the Horsemen, we probably could have done that, but we got cocky. And we made moves that didn't need to be made at the time. But it's one of them what-ifs type situations. But the Brigade, I give them. I mean, and what was so weird is Drew and I took 4 and 3 in the votes, and Hayden and I just went blank.
Lane,
thank you so much. I need to call Lane and get him on the show in the next couple of weeks. But Hayden and Lane, theirs went 4-3 as well. So I called it before it even went 4-3. I was like, you know what? It just seems like it's going to be a Four Horsemen all over again, 4-3. And it was. So did you like the Brigade?
I did like the Brigade. I did like them. I did like them. Now, last season, I mean, trying to get Rachel and trying to get Brendan on the block together, well, obviously Matt, the genius, I mean, well, I mean, he wanted to do what he wanted to do, and then the other house was going along with Matt trying to get, I mean, that's kind of Lael's strategy, too, you know, just because what the house wants is not what I'm going to do. I wish I was on that show because I think I would pretty much make my own decisions and not let the other house guests tell me of who to make, you know?
You
but
know what? And
I think,
yes, ma'am. Yes, Cherry.
We've got one of your special guests on the line. Would you like for me to go ahead and bring them on?
Yes, please do. Maybe we can keep the guest that we have on right now. So is it another reality star?
Yes,
it is.
Okay, let's keep the fan that we have on the air, and let's bring on the next reality star.
Okay. Area code 401, please tell us who you are and join us with Cowboy on the roundtable edition.
Well, hello, everybody. It's the Portuguese Princess from Providence. What's
oh,
going on, everybody?
Michelle.
Oh, my gosh.
Beautiful.
Oh, Michelle. I love you, Michelle. This is Christopher Jefferson. We're friends on Facebook. Oh, my gosh.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know what?
I never imagine in my whole life I would get to be talking to you right now at this moment. Oh, my gosh. I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack right now.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, my gosh, that's a good thing.
Christopher,
I
tell you what.
I'm a CPR baby, so go ahead.
Hey, Christopher, Michelle Costa and I, we do a lot of charities together, and we've spent a lot of time together. And I can speak for Michelle when I say this. The moment that we just had of you flipping out is the reason why we do what we do. We love making people's day. And I know Michelle's smiling on the phone right now, aren't you, girl?
Oh, my God, I'm cheesing over here. Like, you got me blushing. I don't blush a lot.
Michelle, I like you a lot on Big Brother. And whenever they did that, because I watched that double eviction, and I was very mad. I was kind of upset that damn back door, yeah. I mean, I was really upset. I didn't even want you to go. Because
listen,
you were
I was upset
tough,
too, baby. I even watched it the other night, and I cried.
I know you did. I know you did. Whenever you gave your final speech, you did.
Yeah.
I know you did. You were a very good, tough competitor in the house.
Oh, I thank
you really
so
were.
Much. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I would like to see you back on All Stars. If
you
they
know
do
what?
An All Stars, I want to see you back on there.
I want to see myself on, too. I'm ready to see what else I can possibly say and how much more wine I can ask for. I mean, and you guys know, of course, I'm having a glass of wine right now because it's only appropriate.
Absolutely.
But I want to say hi to everybody in the chat room and whoever else is on the line. I think that, well, obviously Cowboy and Chris and Cherry and Paul and is just on.
Michelle,
I do have a question.
She's on Skype, and she's in the chat room.
Okay. Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, Michelle. Michelle, I have a question for you.
Oh,
I have
okay,
a question
good.
For you. Do you and Jesse, are you guys still friends, like, even after the show was over and everything? I mean, do you guys really become friends after the show and stuff, even though you guys have, like, fights are going on in the house, arguments are going on in the house?
Well,
drama
I'll
going
be honest,
on in that
I am friends with Jesse, and I actually spoke to him today. So we keep in contact. We were just talking about seeing each other, hopefully in Vegas. And, you know, I got a lot of phone calls today because everybody was like, you know, you should have been the dynamic duo and everything like that. So today was a very interesting day. I got a lot of messages, but... Yeah,
so, everybody, we know that Jesse's not in sequester.
Yeah, I mean, unless he was in sequester with a phone, I don't know. But I actually didn't even ask him. I wasn't like, hey, are you in sequester? That never even came out of my mouth, which I should have asked him. But he wouldn't have a phone.
Well, you
anyway.
Know, out of all seasons of Big Brother that I watched, I found it that Big Brother 10 was the most entertaining Big Brother ever instead of all the rest of the other Big Brothers. I found Big Brother 10 being the most interesting one ever that I've watched so far. I mean, I just loved Big Brother 10. And now the other ones, it seems like it's boring without the other activities and stuff in the house, you know? So
I'm not trying to be biased, but I totally agree with you, Chris.
I disagree. I think season 5 was the best.
I don't know. Our season, we were fighting when we stepped our foot in until we stepped our foot out, okay? So.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, at the beginning, no, that's not true, Michelle, because at the beginning of the show, I guess when all 13 house guests entered the house, you guys all had your own alliance and everything, and for some reason, things did not turn out in, like, the last couple of weeks after the first week, and then everything split up from that point on. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty volatile. I mean, when they're asking us to remove the knives from the kitchen area, yeah, I was worried. I was like, is there a killer that's been...
Hey, do you still have that red unitard that you had to wear? I probably
I'm
didn't
actually
even get
wearing
you bothered
it right
up over it.
Now. I'm wearing it right now. You know why? Because I like red wine, and I usually like to wear an accessory that goes really well with what I have, and I'm not wearing any earrings or rings, so my wine glass is actually my accessory, so I only thought it would be the proper thing to do is to wear my red unitard, so, but don't tell anybody, that's just gets out, I swear.
Well, you know, payback, you know, karma, like you say, karma comes to them, and my golly, you did the right, whenever that situation came up, it was like, I already know who's going up on the block, and I already know who's going home from the get-go, so...
Yeah.
I mean...
It was
but
pretty
I know there's a big difference with being in the house and being out of the house, even though you got into arguments, and correct me if I'm wrong, even though you guys got into arguments, were you guys, like, fine and everything once you guys... got all to the jury house except for Dan in Memphis? I mean, was everything like, okay, everything, you know, sorry, go on, or were you guys still,
In my jury house, I don't know about any other jury house, we were battling. Like, we were in the Big Brother house, but there was no money at the end of the tunnel.
And Michelle,
yeah.
I wouldn't
yeah.
know how the jury house was, because I never made it to the jury.
Oh, cowboy.
I had to say that.
Wow, you know what? And to think, I thought that tonight was going to be a good night. That tonight's going to be, and you just flip the switch on it.
You still love me.
We do have other callers calling in, so I want to thank you so much for calling in. It's been great talking.
Chris.
You've been a
well,
great caller.
You.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Michelle. I love you so much, and you are going to have to keep up with me on Facebook. I'm on there all the time, and my birthday is the 15th of July, so you got to wish me a happy birthday on Facebook.
Well, if I'm a couple of days delayed, you know, that's just me on Portugal time. So I will definitely wish you a happy birthday now, and I will try to definitely go on your Facebook. And definitely, if you're on Twitter, make sure you follow me on Twitter. Okay?
I am on Twitter.
Follow me, Michelle BB10, because you never know what I'm going
to
say.
I don't even know how to tweet. So what do I do? If I want to send a message, do I just use the at, the at, and then put the person's name and say hi, hello,
Christopher, this is Paul. We really need to move on. We loved your call. These two loved your excitement. But do a little...
Heck yeah.
Yeah, heck yeah. But just do a little search on Twitter, and you can learn all of that, because we've got other people that are...
We've got callers stacking up on us. So thanks so much for calling in, Christopher.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome, man. Bye.
Okay, we're going to take another call. And
awesome.
They have questions about Big Brother as well.
Awesome. Ooh. Michelle, thank
area
you
code
so much.
570. What is your name and where are you calling from?
It's Michelle from the Bronx.
Oh, Michelle from
the Bronx.
What's going on?
Woo.
I
tell you what, Michelle, just so you know, I've never been arrested, I have been arrested, but it was for a prank. But anyways, you know, I'm a good boy, but you know what? I love being in handcuffs just for what it's worth.
So I'm supposed to take that in which direction, cowboy?
Wherever you want to take it. Use your imagination.
I'm
going
to have to interrupt again for a moment. We have your other special guest now on the line, so let
awesome.
Me bring her up.
Okay.
Area code 360. Thank you for joining us on the Rad Reality Show.
Hi guys, is that like you? This is Natalie, Big Brother 9.
Hey, oh baby girl, how are you?
Hi
Natalie.
I'm good. How are you guys?
What's
up,
Natalie?
Natalie, I tell you what, when Ben told me that he contacted you and got you on the show, I was so thrilled because I guess the last time I talked to you was probably 3 years ago in Oregon.
I know. Can you believe time flies that fast?
I know. And I tell you what, I was really excited because I do look at your Facebook quite a bit and look at your pictures. Boy, you are pulling up some beautiful artwork and pictures of you. Wow, Mama, you're looking good.
Thanks, cowboy. Yeah, I
what
try, you know, I'm just, yeah, I paint all the time. It's great. I love it. Thank you. Yeah, I miss seeing you. We had a blast in Rainbow, huh?
Oh, I know. We need to do that again.
Oh, yes,
don't
we did.
All?
Yeah. Didn't you love the smell of the trees?
Hey, Chatty Natty, it's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
What's going on,
girl?
I
miss you too, girl. You still got my painting, don't you?
Listen, I have your painting hanging above me right behind my back. And
nice.
It's so funny. There's actually a story behind it because April actually bought it for me because she said it looked like me and it looked
mm-hmm.
like I was in a red unitard dress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the girl
was.
Had a glass of red wine. You know what? It's actually like I'm looking in the mirror right now.
That's so cool. Good. I love it when especially like Big Brother house guests own my artwork. That's so awesome. I love it.
Hey, Natalie. Paul again. I have watched other people that have been artists in that house. How blessed do you feel that you had all of those nail polishes in there? My goodness.
Oh, thank God. I don't know what I'd do. I think I would start busting out my makeup and I would just start going to town because I don't know what I'd do without that nail polish. Between that
you
and
did
the
some
sauna,
amazing work
you know?
With nail polish.
Hi.
Yeah.
You did some amazing work with nail polish,
oh,
I have to
yeah.
say.
I mean, it was, you know, you got to do something in there. Hell.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you do. I tell you what, I think the funnest thing that we did in our season, we played condom volleyball. It was so much fun.
Condom volleyball?
I didn't even think of that. Gosh.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. I'm trying to figure out how that looks in my head right now, but.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know, right?
I think the best season, I forgot what season, and it might have been yours, Michelle. Someone put garbage sacks down and oiled it down.
We made a slip and slide.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool.
That was awesome.
Yeah, we did a slip and slide, which was awesome. And then me and Angie, we got some, I think it was either detergent or shampoo. Well, this is kind of like, I guess, X-rated, but we decided we wanted to make like foam and then wrestle in it.
Oh, idea. Why not?
Sorry, Radar.
You know what? Well, Natalie and Michelle, this is called the Flashback Thursday of the Roundtable. You know, just to kind of let people know of how we got to do the show. And now, if you don't mind, would you go first and tell our audience of how it came about that you got on the show and the experience and what it meant to you?
On Big Brother?
Yes, ma'am.
Or on this show. I was like, okay. On Big Brother, actually, you know what? I really truly believe that if you believe something with all your heart and mind, you can bring things to you, you know? And I thought about being on Big Brother for like 6 months. I wanted to go on the show. I believed in myself. There was no doubt, and no one was going to tell me otherwise. And then next thing you know, they showed up to Oregon. I auditioned, and after 3 months, you know, they picked me. And I'm so thankful because I have so many wonderful friends now on Facebook, and just I've met so many wonderful people that have been a part of my life ever since I've gotten out of the house. And I've learned so much about myself. I've grown. I've learned about other people, my family, my friends. I have been successful at selling paintings now. I'm living my dream, you know. I mean, and it's all because of Big Brother. If I did not have the Big Brother experience, I wouldn't be here talking to you. I wouldn't have the, you know, everybody in my life that, you know, that is in my life today, now. And I'm just so thankful, so blessed. And I just thank God every day, and I just try to live life to the fullest, you know, and I'm just so thankful. It's just great, you know, and I just love it. I love being a part of it. It's great. So, yeah, I've learned a lot.
So in season nine, wasn't your season the love show?
Oh, yeah, the Soulmate edition.
The Soulmate, okay. So So my question now to you was that was a season that was thrown together. So, I mean, did you audition for the season prior?
No, I auditioned right after season 8. When Evil Dick won, I was like, oh, hell no. Why is it the meanest guy in the house has got to win? But I like him now. We're all cool now. I love Evil Dick now, you know. After you watch him a few times, you understand where he's coming from. But, you know, so that's why I wanted to go on the show. And, yeah, it's just been a great experience, you know.
Well, I was just curious because that was a cast that was just thrown together. And so I was just curious. So you did go to a casting call before getting chosen.
Yeah, I went to a casting call. Let's see, Big Brother ended, I think, that year was like 08, like August or September, and I auditioned December 1st of 2008. So I didn't know,
wow.
I mean, I had no idea when they did their auditioning process. I had no idea they were going to throw in an extra, you know, season of Big Brother. I mean, I was thinking it was going to be for the summer, but, you know, I don't know what they do. I had no idea. I was just going to go for it, and I was going to do it, period, you know?
Well, that's awesome. Right. And I tell you what, and your character, I have to say, is very, you can tell the charisma that you have. I mean, you can see it all over you. I mean, you're always happy. You're smiling always. I think you probably smile when you're sleeping.
I do. You know, what's so funny is I'm the kind of person, like, if you throw me into a situation, I'm like, yeah, I'm down. I'll go for it. Sure. You know, whatever you want. I'm here to just have a good time and enjoy everything, and I don't care, you know. So that's why I was just like, sure, Maddie's my soulmate. Yeah, why not? I love him. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I liked him in the beginning, but once he turned into a dick, I was like, hell no, you know. Get this talk to me. But
well,
I noticed
you
that everybody in the house, you know, just saw that they thought I was in love with him. So I was going to play off on that. I was going to totally play on that.
Oh, so,
and
so
I was
you were playing off
for
on
everything.
It.
Huh?
So you were just playing that you were head over heels for him.
Well, in the beginning, I liked him, you know, but then he kept being a jerk to me and taking it too far. And I was like, all right, enough's enough. You don't start being nice to me, then you'll see what's going to happen. And then that's when I knew, just clinging to him like white on rice. You tell me you don't want to give me a massage, well, now I'm going to ask you 100 times, dick licker. You know, like, I don't care. You don't want to hug you 100 times. You're
wow.
mean to me, the meaner you are to me, the nicer I'm going to be to you. The more you're a jerk to me, the more I'm going to annoy you. I do not care.
Natalie,
you know,
Natalie,
I'll drive you nuts.
Natalie,
I love
this
it.
Is, Natalie, this is Michelle from the Bronx, and I got to tell you that you are totally showing your Scorpio fucking side.
I do not care. That's just how I am, you know, kill him with kindness. You
know,
no,
I
saw that everybody thought that I loved him, so I knew that it would make him a target. Hello?
I'm a fellow Scorpio, so I got it. I got it all the way. Once you explained it, I got it. Yeah. If you're gonna screw around me, I'm gonna poke you.
Yeah.
And you're gonna keep running, and I'm gonna keep poking you.
I'm
a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I'm not gonna be mean back. I'm not. That's just not me. That's
right.
not who
I'm
I am.
Not,
as a
I'm
person.
Right. I'm not spiteful. I'm not spiteful. But I will
right.
make sure that you know. All right. We'll go this way, and we'll see how
mm-hmm.
it goes. So I can see how you wound up playing the way you did.
Well, it was perfect, too, because then when anybody got mad at me and Maddie, it was like, oh, well, I don't know. I don't make any decisions, guys. Maddie makes all the decisions. You know that.
That's awesome.
Now,
the blame
him.
On him.
And then
nice.
They run to him, and they got hit mad at him. Nobody got mad at me.
Hey, Nat, can I ask you a question about the house? Have you gotten a chance to look at the pictures?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I've looked at the pictures.
All right. You ready, you guys? This is my brainstorm question. Where would you play hide-and-seek in that house? What places would you hide in?
Oh, yes, that's a good one. Oh, my God. You know what? I have to go look through the pictures again. I haven't really thought about that.
I think there
would definitely be some interesting spots to hide, for sure.
In the ice cream cart.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah, for sure. That would be perfect.
Except they'd probably leave me
in there for like an hour and a half.
I'd make
yeah.
a pillow fort and hide in the pillow fort like I did.
Okay,
no,
Michelle.
Yes.
We've got our Michelle
yes.
from the Bronx. I should clarify because we have two Michelles on the line. We've got other callers, so I'm going to have to let you go. But thanks
yes.
so much for calling in.
Thank you, Cherry. Thank you, Costa.
You always
did
a
great
cowboy.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you so
thank
much,
you,
Natalie. Part.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank
bye.
You,
bye.
I love her. She's amazing.
Isn't she
yes,
wonderful?
She is.
We are going to bring up someone else that I think you invited to the show.
Okay.
Area code 804. Thank you for calling the Rad Reality Show. Welcome to the flashback edition of the Roundtable Show.
Hi, everyone. This is April with the Reality Rescue 2 Festival. Hey, Michelle. Hey, cowboy.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. And then we got
April.
Natalie on
hey,
the
Natalie.
Line as well.
Hi.
How are you?
You
doing,
April?
So, April,
you know, when Ben talked to me, I know that you did this rescue last year, and I heard it was a huge success. And,
awesome.
You know, I told Ben that, you know, we'll do a promo spot for you, and we'll advertise it every Thursday. And if you'd like, we can go ahead and you can kind of talk about what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Okay. Well, of course, it's called the Reality Rescue 2 Festival. It's going to be held October 15th in Glen Allen, Virginia, which is right outside of Richmond, Virginia. We're doing it for Southern Comfort Animal Rescue, which is a wonderful rescue group out of Georgia. They do a lot of work in helping abused animals and, of course, taking the animals in and finding them forever homes. And they do rallies for, especially it was this one rally they did for a pit bull named Alice that was abused, and she was in a horrible conditions, and they were on HLN's Jane Velez Mitchell show, which is an affiliate of CNN, and they did a wonderful work where that was concerned and helping people, you know, to see what was actually going on in that situation. But the website address is www.realityrescuefestival.com. And we're going to have over 100 reality stars attending from Big Brother, Amazing Race, Expedition Impossible, American Idol. Gosh, it's endless. It's both Bachelorette. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We've got some really great people that are going to be coming and that came last year, like Michelle Costa. Tell them about it, Michelle.
So much fun, and it was for a great cause, and I just had so much fun. April, thank you so much for inviting me back. I can't wait.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you for coming and your support.
It looks like an absolutely awesome, awesome event. I want to be there so bad. I am such an animal advocate, and I think that's just such a wonderful thing you're doing down there for the animals. I absolutely adore you for what you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much. And I wanted to let everyone know that tickets are available now. Regular tickets are $50. You can purchase them online at the website. We're also running a contest which helps the reality stars and our donors. We have a sponsor, Star Vision Travel, who is giving away a cruise for two to the reality star who raises the most donations toward the rescue.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like five different destinations, awesome destinations like Aruba and Grand Cayman and places like that. And then we have, for the top donator, we have a vacation, we call it the Mexican Extravaganza, where they have like five different destinations, Puerto Vallarta, Cabo, I think another one is, I can't remember now, but anyway, it's like three more, I think. And then it's like four or five nights, and they're going to be in an all-inclusive hotel resort for our top donator. So it gives the top, you know, the ones that give the donations and the reality stars something to strive for, it all in helping the doggies of SoCo Rescue, which, by the way, SoCo Rescue is their abbreviation, but it's actually Southern Comfort Animal Rescue.
Well,
that
April,
awesome.
I don't know if you know this, but a few weeks ago when I was doing my show Manic Mondays, I actually talked about it and how they can go donate under my name. And I actually said that if somebody donates under my name, whoever's the highest donator and I win, I'm going to take them on the cruise.
Oh, really? Okay, because we have a couple people that are doing that, so that's awesome. I'll start posting that on Facebook, yes.
Oh,
Ryan Oprey and Jed Hildebrand. Jed's giving away his cruise, and Ryan Oprey is going to take the person, his top donator, if he wins with him. And so now I can include Michelle Costa doing that,
too. Oh, I did not know that. Yeah, I just thought it would be so much fun, like, you know.
It would, because you get to know the fans. The fans get to know you, and that experience, I think, to me, that's even more special than anything else because, you know, it's like you get that one-on-one time with them, and, of course, they appreciate that more than anything, I think.
Michelle, do you kiss on the first date?
You know what? I have. I'll admit it. I'd ask
so
you, but I already know the answer. I'd ask
so
you, but I already know the
kiss.
Answer, so I'm not going to go there, cowboy.
Well, April, I tell you what. While we got you on the line, do you watch Big Brother, obviously?
Obviously. I've been watching since day one of the first season and never
awesome.
Missed a season. Yeah.
So what do you think about this duos that they have posted on CBS for us to vote? Of course, they say that this vote don't mean jack crap, but out of the duos, who would you like to see go back into the house?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Okay, who I would like to see? would be a Dick and Danielle versus a Will and Boogie. Yeah, that would be fantastic. And then maybe throw in Jeff and Jordan, you know, as kind of a couple type, you know, deal in there. Those are my top three. I have to say, though, Enzo and Hayden, they would be awesome. Can you imagine them, Enzo, against someone
That'd
like Evil Dick? That would be hilarious. So, actually, that's my top four. Either way, and by the way, Hayden and Lane, they will be at my event as well. And, I would definitely say, I mean, I am a true Will fan, and I've been a true Evil Dick fan for eons, ever since their, you know, episodes. So that, to me, would be just absolutely amazing to see that conflict. And personally, I mean, I'm not the only one saying this. I'm getting this from a lot of people that there's a few of the other half of the cast, the ones that we don't know, that seem interesting. But it's going to take, I think, some of these ones, big stars from the ones from the past seasons to make this season. I just have a feeling it's going to take that. I think that's kind of why they're doing this, really.
Well, I tell you what, I've had a privilege, and Michelle's probably met probably all these people, but, I mean, I've had a chance to meet Brandon, Rachel, Dr. Will, Boogie, Jesse, Danielle, Hayden, and Enzo. And I think the thing is one thing I love about Rachel and Brandon, and I will share this. I know that people's got mixed feelings about Rachel and Brandon, but this last season when we did Vegas, they were the only one from the past season to actually come up to our hotel room with some fans and have a drink with us and actually answer questions out of their time. They didn't have to do it. And, I mean, they showed me a lot of respect just for them doing that. And I thought that was, you know, very noble of them. And I think a lot of people's concern is if they were separated and go in, it would be a different story.
You know what? I actually forgot about them. I actually forgot. And you know what? You are exactly right. I met them in Vegas, and they were awesome. They were so sweet to their fans. They were so sweet to me. Rachel's actually supposed to be coming to my event, so I don't know yet. I haven't heard from Brendan, but I'm sure if one comes, the other one will. But, yes, they were awesome, and I wouldn't mind seeing them either. The Wills and the Evil Dicks are just, you know, to me, just so epic that kind of drama that those two could ensue between the two of them would just be incredible. That's why I mentioned them. Of course, you know, talking about just loving people personally as far as meeting them, that's why I love Hayden and Enzo, and
they
came to my event last year. They're awesome. And like I said, I met Rachel and Brendan, you know, last year at the Vegas Bash, and they were incredible. And so, yeah, you know, any of them I would be happy with. I would be really happy with.
Hey, guys, I have another caller on the line. I think this is somebody that April might have asked to call in. So would you mind if I go ahead and bring them on?
Let's do it. Let's bring you on the party.
Okay. Here we go.
Hey, April, it's Pirate Kendra.
Hey, Kendra, you made it, girl. How are you?
Good. I've been listening to you guys, and I have to say, a friend of mine from work is going to be on this next Big Brother, so I'm actually going to watch it. So you got to be rooting for LaJuan.
Oh, really?
Oh, what can you tell us about him? Do you have any juicy stuff?
Give us some scoop.
Yes, give us the dirt.
Oh, he's a huge fan of Big Brother. I think he's seen everything for it, and he was pumping me for information when he found out he was getting on. And he is so out there. This guy wears the craziest 70s outfits every single day you've ever seen. It's amazing. His photos get all toned down.
Can I ask this? Is he gay?
Oh, yeah.
I figured that. I picked it from his picture, and I watched his video, and then he said, I'll do a show, man. And I was like, well, that kind of threw me off a little bit, but that was my first impression. I was like, he has to be the gay person for the season.
Oh, yeah, he's way out.
No, is he handsome exy?
I'm sorry, is he what?
Is he handsome exy? His word that he made where he combines handsome and sexy together. That's what he called himself on his video.
I think I would agree with that. That's a good description of him. Once you meet him in person, you would understand it then.
Well, I tell you what. I want you to stay in contact with me or Paul or Cherry. And I like in the middle of the, you know, kind of next few weeks, I'd love to have you back on the show and on the round table. And we can, you know, say, hey, is this him? Is this not him? And if you don't mind that, because I know that the fans would really love that if you would be able to take out some more of your time.
Oh, sure. No problem. I love to talk about LaJuan. He's a hoot.
Well, you know
great,
what? He reminds me a little of Bo when I watch the video, because Bo is out there and just energetic, and it seems like he's going to be even more energetic. So I kind of saw that in his video, and boy, I mean, I think he's all dressed up and stuff. I guarantee you after the pictures, because you take a lot of pictures, don't you, girls?
Oh, yeah.
And I guarantee you,
oh, yeah.
He was sweating by the end of the photo shoot.
Yeah, and he was toned down for the photo shoot. Believe me, his clothes are usually way out there.
Well, I tell you what, I really like this cast. We probably say that all the time. But, you know, one thing I said at the beginning of the show, I love that this is an older cast. I really think that the older group is going to be smarter, and they're going to use their heads. And I know that a lot of them are fans of other people, but I really think that they will actually use common sense, I really hope.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
I mean,
the older group on a show, I agree.
I agree, too.
Yeah.
I hope
so
they go
now,
crazy
so
and
Nally,
wild.
Nally, have you had a chance to see the people that's going in the house and look at their bios?
Yeah, I have actually. And so far my favorite, just based on their videos and the bios on out of the 8 new house guests, I think Cassie is the one I'm going to be rooting for.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny
me
you say
too.
That. Let me say, she's beautiful and she's from Allen, Texas. And she lives in Tennessee. She's from my area, and I actually have chosen her as well.
Yeah, I love her, and I like the way she's going to play. She says she doesn't like personal attacks. She wants to lay low. She wants to be friendly and be herself. I like how she says she doesn't care of other people's opinion about her, because that's how I feel. Sure. I could care less. I'm me. Take it or leave it. And
mm-hmm.
I love that, you know, and I love how she likes it when she says she's not going to be catty, you know, and stuff, and I like that. I don't like personal attacks. I don't think you need to bring that into the Big Brother game, but, you know, and so I just think it's going to be interesting to see how, like, if Evil Dick gets in the house, you know, will he, like, go after her and try to make her break? I mean, it's just going to be really interesting, but out of the...
I think he's
going to
go after Portia.
What's that?
I think he'll go after Portia because she's timid. She looks very timid.
Mm-hmm.
And young, cocktail waitress.
Though.
I know, it can, but I mean, I don't know, she's pretty too. I mean, but her favorite player, Portia's favorite player, is Danielle, his daughter.
That's true. Maybe Portia's
favorite player was Natalie from Big Brother 11.
No, it wasn't, baby.
I'm serious, like, because I come to find out that supposedly Janelle is friends with Portia, so there's been some extra things about Portia on today, or Porsche, whatever her name is. Is it Portia or Portia? Is it Portia or Portia?
I don't know.
So Janelle knows it?
Janelle knows it. There's actually a picture of her and of Janelle kissing some guy, and I guess they know each other somehow. And then I guess on that bio, it said that in the video, which I did see, it said that Portia's favorite player was Natalie from Big Brother 11.
Well, what's weird is in her video, it actually said Danielle is her favorite player because I actually wrote it down.
Really? Well, let's go back and let's rewind it because people were making comments like they were like, Really?
You know what was so funny, and one thing I did write in my notes, Portia said that she hates squeaky voices. So she could not have been in my season with Holly. That would not go very well.
Or I would say Keisha as well. I would say Keisha as well.
Ben, I wanted to let you know that you're up on the air. You were responsible for bringing some of these wonderful guests on air, on the show with us tonight. So I wanted to let you say hello and thank them for coming on with us and give them a shout out. So welcome, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Ben.
Boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say well.
Well,
you say well.
I don't know where our Ben went. Oh, Ben. Oh, he was with us.
Is he here in spirit with us?
Yeah.
Guys, I am looking for him, and he appears. Oh, wait a minute.
He.
Did you pick
there,
up
Ben?
A 603?
Here we
hey,
go.
Ben? Oh, Ben.
There we go.
What's up?
What is up, Ben?
Boom, 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 boom. Me and say Rayo.
Rayo. What's up, Princess? How are y'all doing out there?
Good.
This is Ben.
Yeah,
Ben. Hi, Ben. We're doing good.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Ben. This is April.
Hi, April. Sorry it took so long
Hello,
to call
Ben.
In.
This is Cowboy.
Hey, Cowboy, my old friend. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for getting Natalie. I tell you what, I love Natalie, so I really appreciate you making contact and getting her on the show. She's just an amazing player, not only player, she's just beautiful in artwork and just beautiful inside as well. So thank you so much,
yes.
Ben.
Thank you so much, Cowboy. You're so sweet.
I try to. You know what?
You are. It's so nice of you. I want to give you a big hug.
Oh, that would be nice. Sorry. Hey, that's what happens when you're
Cowboy.
Single. What's up, Ben?
Yeah, I've been there.
Natalie, you
I
should paint you. Cowboy.
Yes, Bob.
You should paint Cowboy. Natalie, you should paint
bingo,
do a
ready
Cowboy.
Tomato.
Yeah, bingo,
yeah,
see, that's
Pringle,
a good one.
Make a bingo.
With clothes or clothes off?
Maybe we can have like a hanging leaf in front of your goods, if you know what I mean.
Or how about a guitar or a hat?
Yeah,
there
hat.
You go, Cowboy hat.
Yeah, his hat.
Okay. I love you.
Or maybe
oh,
in that
goodness.
Bubble bath.
Oh,
or maybe
my
what?
Goodness. Let's not bring up the bubble bath.
I had to, Cowboy.
Yeah. I thought people actually forgot about that bubble bath.
Nope.
Never forget it.
My memory comes back to me once in a while.
Oh, my goodness. So I tell you what, I am really so excited about this cast. I'm really wanting to know what's going to happen of who's going in the house from the people that we actually personally know. I mean, but the thing is, there's people on this list, or there's people that's not on this list that's still missing in action. I mean, we've got to talk about that. I mean, I'm not mentioning no names, but there's still some Big Brother people that's missing in action that's not on this list.
Uh-huh. Makes you wonder what they're going to do. I think they've got something up their sleeve, man. I think they're not done yet. This is just beginning to throw us off or something.
Absolutely.
And what kind of rumors
is,
have people heard?
There is still some of our friends that's still missing in action that is not in this list.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can I say something? Can I give my opinion on what's going on? Because I have a little, I haven't even heard this as a rumor, but this is what I think.
Go
I think
it.
That some of the 8 new house guests I think they know each other.
Ooh.
I think it's going to be even when they bring in other house guests that have partners, because I think they want to make it, that would be, I think, another twist is that they're going to be partners in that house. I'm going to give you guys a rundown of the eight and what I think of them. Shelly, you know what? I was watching her video, and I honestly got bored. I didn't finish watching it. But I think that she's going to be kind of a floater, almost.
Yeah.
You said Shelly, right?
Shelly.
Yeah, I relate to her because she's got a daughter. She's got a husband, but she's also, you got to say, she's an executive. I mean, she reminds me so much of Kale.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Yeah. That's good, yeah. And, like, with Portia, I think she's, how can I put this lightly, going to use her vagine to get to the top.
Oh, you know what? And
I
probably would rather
slap
that
bus, too. Excuse my French.
She seems like she's down with the money, and she's there for the money, and...
Yeah.
I think
she's going to be spunky.
Yeah. And I find it interesting that she knows Janelle. I wonder if, you know, we'll find out about, you know, how they know each other and stuff. Like, for Cassie, I went through the bios today, and I read hers, and I loved her off the bat. Bam, I said she's my favorite. But then I watched her video, and then it all came into perspective that she compares herself to me. Tear. I loved her after I heard that. I was like, oh, my gosh. This girl is smart, okay?
Yep.
And I love her accent. I think she has she's like a country bumpkin. I like it, and she's gorgeous. I mean,
Is that why you like me, Michelle?
Huh?
It's my southern voice. Is that why you like me?
You know what? Yep. You know, just like you like my northeastern swag over here, baby. You know what I'm talking about with the water and everything, you know. So with Dominic, a couple things with him. First, I thought it was funny that he said he was scared of STDs. I don't think they were asking you that. It was kind of more like, do you not want to eat some food? Are you afraid of heights? No, he came out with, I'm afraid of STDs. I think everybody would be glove it up. You know, instead of, you know, using them as footballs like Cowboy did, there's plenty of them in there. I know that for a fact. The other thing I thought was weird about him is I think that when he said that he's a model but his friends don't know and a lot of truth is going to come out, I thought that was weird. It was like, what type of modeling do you do that you wouldn't want to brag about it to your friends, you know? So I think he's an undercover gay. Me. I think so. And that's just what I get. But I just thought it was really weird. Like, what type of modeling do you do that you don't want to tell your friends and you don't want to tell the world? Unless it's dirty and scandalous.
What I want to know is, where are the hot guys? Like the Haydens and the Lanes.
Yeah, what happened to the eye candy?
Seriously.
I mean, that's my biggest
thing. We've got the ladies. That's all that matters.
I mean, really, y'all got the hot girls. Where are the hot guys? Come on
now.
Hey, speaking of guys, let's talk about Keith. He is a twin. He's got an identical twin. And he wants to have the Keith Angels have three girls in his life and have a showmance with one of them.
Yes,
like,
and so does
idea.
Adam. Adam wants Adam Angels. What are the chances? Like,
he's trying
not
to do
that
like
many
what
angels.
Russell did on Survivor.
Yeah, I guess, it works for Russell.
As a girl alliance, you know?
And at the same time, Adam is not also wanting to put together a team of angels. He wants to become the Beast. I was like, oh my god, you do that one time, your ass is going up on the block, okay? You know, like, you do that Gurren thing, you're going on the block. And then he kind of reminded me, it was weird that he said that, you know, it was funny, he liked Dick and Chicken George, which I thought was a very interesting combination. But at the same time, he kind of reminded me of Jerry from my season. Not the Jerry from the past season, but Jerry from my season, because he seems like the guy that likes to flex in the mirror. And if you guys remember, Jerry, you know, in his 75-year-old body, loved to flex in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm you know, I want to see how long he lasts there with the you know, the sweat glistening off his body.
He reminds me of like a tree hugger from Oregon is what he reminds me of. Just like, you know, walking in the woods with an axe and he's got his plaid shirt on and he's going to go cut some trees down.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, ladies, I did receive a text message. I think Paul and Cherry and Christina, if we can, can we get some chat questions? I think there may be some chat questions.
There are chat questions. They've been waiting patiently.
Let's rock and roll that, if y'all don't mind.
Let's do it, Michael. Get her done.
Let's get her done.
Yeah.
Christina, can you go ahead and give us some chat questions?
Yes, I have three currently. Two of them were for Natalie.
Hi,
Natalie. Two of them are for Natalie. People wanted to know your artwork. Have you got to paint any famous people? And then they asked about your dogs.
Yes, I have painted a couple famous people. One of them I'm going to reveal later. It's kind of a secret. I can't really reveal it right now. I have also painted Dr. Will, believe it or not. He has a painting of mine. And I'm getting some other celebrities that are starting to recognize my work, so that's pretty cool. But you will soon know another one that I just did, but I can't reveal it right now. And that, if you want art, you just go to artbynatalie.com. And then what was your second question? I'm sorry.
They asked about your dogs.
Oh, okay, my dogs, yes. Well, what did they want to know? I mean, I have three of them.
They said, how are they getting along? I think that was the question.
They're all getting along great. I think they're probably thinking about my new dog, Buddy, the big dog that I just got.
Yes.
Yeah, he's doing really good. They're running and playing together. We all sleep on the bed at night, and so he just needed a good, loving home.
Natalie, you have kids as well.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of a new mom, I guess you could say, because my boyfriend has two sons. One of them we have full custody of. The other kid, the mom of him has custody of him. But so I'm like a new mom. He gave me the world's best mom diploma from school the other day, so that was pretty cool. I just try to keep a lot of positivity. I feed him with lots of positivity in that brain.
What kind of dogs do you have, Natalie?
I have two Jack Russell Terriers, and then I have a new one, which is actually a Ridgeback Pitbull mix. His name is Buddy. He's very good. He just got into trouble at the Humane Society because he bit someone, and they were going to put him to sleep, and I was not going to have that happen, so we took him in. And after, you know, some hardcore training and just lots of love and stuff, we've had him for about 3.5 weeks, and they all get along great, and, I mean, it's just wonderful to, you know, save an animal that is about to be put to sleep, you know.
Oh, that's incredible. I have two pit bulls, so I totally relate. They get such a bad rap.
It's terrible because
hear all the bad, but you never
it's
hear
their
all
owner,
the good.
It's not the dog.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And mine are just like that. They're precious. They sleep in the bed with me. They're awesome. They're the best dogs in the world.
They are, you know, and he's like my protective dog, too. I needed a big guard dog.
Yes. And that's wonderful you saved him from getting killed. That's so awesome. Very commendable.
Well,
yes.
I love it. You know, a lot of times it's not the dog, it's the owner.
It always is the owner. Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's bad breeding, which is still our owner's fault.
You're going to have to extend the show just a little bit.
We've already
done
that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The next question.
Did you have one more question, Christina?
Well, I have one more, and then I've gotten two more since we started talking. But,
okay.
Bill Brett in the chat wants to know what everyone is doing for the 4th of July, meaning on the, you know, up here on the phone line, you know, Cowboy Michelle.
Michelle Costa, do you want to answer that first?
Yes, actually, we're going to be doing the Manic Monday show on Monday, just like we normally do. But the only difference is we know it's a holiday, and so we're going to just touch base. We're going to do a quick half-hour show, letting you guys know, you know, the next week what's going to go on, because I am leaving for Portugal. I'm not going to sequester people. I'm not going to be in the big Brother house. Portugal,
good one, Michelle.
For the last time, okay? Really. So
yeah,
we're actually going to be having Louis Stravato from The Amazing Race as the guest host, and he's going to cover for me while I'm gone the first 2 months.
Oh.
We're
going to
talk,
Louis,
a little bit about that, and we don't want to interrupt people's July 4th, so that's why we're doing a quick show, because Ron would still want to do it. So you guys, make sure you guys listen. And if you can't, because you're, watching beautiful fireworks, you guys can only listen to the archives all the time. But for what I'm doing on 4th of July, I'm watching the oldest 4th of July parade in the world, which is the Bristol Parade in Rhode Island. And then I'll be watching the best fireworks from McCoy Stadium, which is where the Pawtucket Red Sox play.
Nice.
All right.
Cool.
Ooh. And Cowboy, what are you doing for 4th of July?
Mine's boring. I'm actually going to let my kids go to their grandparents for 4th of July because I have to work the next day. So I'm going to let them go and go to their grandparents, and they're going to watch fireworks and do cooking and stuff. And I'm actually just stay home in a peaceful house. I think there's a fireworks music show on TV, and I'll probably watch it, the neighborhood outside, and probably drink a cold beer and not hear, "Daddy, Daddy, he hit me. Daddy, he hit me." So, and just enjoy the 4th of July that way. So.
And you might get calling to the Manic Monday show.
I will. I might have to do that.
Yes, you will.
And April, what are you going to do for the 4th of July?
Actually, I'm going to have a nice, relaxing little cookout here at my house with a couple friends and my boyfriend, and we're just going to kind of chill and not do much of anything. So mine's going to be kind of boring, but it'll be nice for me because my life is nothing but busy, busy, busy with this event.
And Natalie, what are you going to do up there on the West Coast?
We're probably just going to go to my boyfriend's friend's house and just either go to the coast and bring some fireworks and drink some beer probably and just hang out with friends and family. So that should be pretty fun.
Good old American 4th of July.
Good old American 4th of July.
I'll tell you what I will be doing is what I was doing 3 years ago, crying in sequester and looking out the window, staring at the fireworks, going, "What the fuck was I thinking? What the hell is wrong with me?
Poor Michelle.
Why is this happening?" And
I know, right?
There was a lot more feelings and emotions behind that, but yeah.
Yeah, the sequester house is almost the worst.
Michelle, since you brought that up, let me do my rundown where I was doing Big Brother for 4th of July. Season 5, I think, was probably the best moment in my life besides my kids. One of the best moments because 4th of July, we actually, all the cast, we laid in the yard and watched the CBS fireworks show. And at just a moment of the game stopped, and we all just enjoyed the fireworks, and we didn't talk about the show, we didn't talk about the game. It was what is our family doing, stuff like that. It was literally just enjoying the fireworks, and that was really nice. And then for season 7 of All Stars, I got rejected, and so I actually had to watch the fireworks in the place, I think Palm Beach, I think, is where they put us. And so I watched it with all the rejects of All Stars, and it was good, but my heart wasn't there. It was literally, since I wasn't in the house, I wanted to be at home with my family. And then, of course, in season 11, I watched it from my hotel window. And, I mean, because we weren't in the house yet, so I was watching it in the hotel. And I was crying. I was wondering what my family was doing for 4th of July. Season 11 was the hardest sequester I've ever been in because, I mean, season 5 and 7, I only had Chasen. Well, now, in season 11, I had 4 kids, and it makes it harder because, it's just more pressure on you, and you're like wondering, am I doing the right thing? I remember when Libra, went on the show, and she left behind, I think, a couple kids. And she basically, in her diary section, she's like, you know, you people cannot blame me and know what my situation is. I'm here for a reason, and you can't judge me. You know, and, you know, people has reasons of doing the show. And ladies and gentlemen, I mean, $500,000 can help a lot of families. And but you don't see a lot of family people doing the show. You see a lot of single people.
Mm-hmm. All that's going to change is I plead the fifth, and oops, sorry about that bad comment on my season.
what do you say, Holla Libra?
Yeah, it was, you know, the words did come out of my mouth, but, you know.
It was in the moment. You know,
they came out, and I can't take them back, and there was a lot to it. People don't understand what that house makes you freaking nuts. It makes you out of control, and you come out of your body, and you become somebody else, and you don't even go into your body. I don't think I've entered back into my body because it's such intense mental, physical, draining process, and you just go to places that you just never planned on it. It's just reality, which is, you know.
I think Big Brother leaked some kind of gas into the house or something to make us all go nuts. You know? I mean,
if you're not a nut going in the house, you leave a nut.
But you have to be a nut to go in the house.
That, you know?
You know what? You have to be a nut to go in the house. You have to have a little nut in you, okay?
You do.
Wait,
you
that's
got
something
it.
Bad.
Yeah, you do.
Wait, you don't have to have
that,
it in
you,
you, I guess, technically. All right, sorry. X-rated again. My bad.
All good.
Oh, just
Kendra,
want to tell
we
you,
didn't get
Natalie.
To you. What are you doing for 4th
of July?
Oh,
wait, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just want to say, Natalie, that Maddie's mom, Laura, sends you hugs and kisses.
Oh, I'll tell her hugs and kisses back.
Sorry.
That's
all
on Monday.
Well,
yes,
thank you.
Yes, she was on Monday.
Thank you.
Well, I tell you what, guys. I think what we're going to do is we're going to wrap it up.
Boy, I'm sorry, but there is at least one caller that I do want to bring up before you try to wrap this up. He's a caller that used to call in way back with Ron, and he especially wants to say hey to Michelle. And I'm going to do this, Cherry.
Okay.
And it's Peter from Arizona. Peter, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Nice to hear from you again. Hi, Michelle. It's been a while.
Hey, what's going on?
I got the cast today, and I was wondering who you guys, out of the eight that are in the house, because they don't know which pairs are coming back, out of the eight in the house, like, who do you think right now is, like, if you had to pick a winner, who would it be? I always pick a favorite. I've told this story on the show before. Always pick the girl I think is prettiest. I'm still choosing that for me between Kathy and Porsche. But out of who I think is going to win, like, I kind of took a look today. I looked at Keith, and the reason I pegged him was because he works with human resources all the time, so he probably has a better idea of how to read people. And I think that Keith could be a good pick, too, a good winner pick. And if you guys have any of that stuff pegged yet, I was wondering if you'd be willing to share it.
Well, I am a Kathy fan. I think she.
Me too.
I'm picking her. Keith, you know what? I really liked his video. I kind of thought it was funny because he talked about not being compared to Ollie because Ollie had whatever situation. But then in the next sentence, he talked about having a showman and doing what he had to take to get to the top. But yet he's still a religious guy, and I was like kind of confused about that. Because he was talking about his religion, and all this, and then in the next sentence he was like, I'm about to get down, sexual freak, I called him. I was like, whoa. I was like, he's ready to pounce. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, I'm with you, Michelle.
Too.
I think Cassie also.
Yeah, I still think it's strange, too.
Yeah.
Also, which pair do you guys want to see most? I'm sorry, I know you guys all like Hayden here. I like Hayden, I didn't like Enzo, and I think Rachel and Brendan are definitely coming back, but if that's the case, I don't want to see Hayden and Enzo come back, because I don't want two pairs to Big Brother 12. When we just saw them last year, I'd love to see Danielle and Dick come back, because I was a huge Danielle fan back in the day, and I thought that she got completely robbed of a victory, so I hope that she gets a second chance in the house. I really hope that if Danielle comes back, I know who I'm rooting for because she should have won the first time. So I'm hoping and praying, as much as I didn't like Evil Dick, that Danielle comes back into the house on Thursday.
The one reason I would like to see Dick come back is to see him voted out.
Wow. Peter, don't be a stranger. Okay, bud, come back more often.
Well, and the thing is, one thing I like about Evil Dick is you know he's going to be entertaining. You hate him or you love him. And we all know that he's going to bring the drama that a lot of us, the reason why we watch Big Brother, you know. I think in his season, I actually rooted for him to win. But I rooted for him because I loved his style. It was different than no other I've seen. And they don't give us a rule book how to play the Big Brother game. And he played it ruthless. And I'm not a ruthless person, but I rooted for him because he played it his way. And it was very different. And I don't know. I'm sitting here and saying, I don't know if we could see it again. But you know what? Dr. Will did the same thing and pulled off almost another win in his season.
Right.
You know, the thing is we love that stuff and we thrive on it. So I'm curious what Evil Dick does bring to the table.
Yeah, I want Evil Dick to come back.
And I wanted to clarify that. Like, as a player, I think he's one of the best players to ever play. And it just comes down to, I think that some of the tactics he used were petty, like the whole pouring tea on people's head and burning people with cigarettes. I didn't agree with that. I was okay with personal attacks because, I mean, that's a game. But when you start getting, like, I guess you could say physical or getting just petty and silly with pouring tea on people's heads, it's kind of stupid in my opinion. I lost a lot of respect for him after he did that. So that's my whole deal with him. As a player, I think he's great.
Yeah, well, I didn't like that either. I've had a jar of pickles thrown at me, so I know what that's like.
You know what?
I
did this.
I've got water, too, by the way.
A pickle, that's a dangerous object.
So.
You better have ducks.
You know, I'll tell you what. Someone mentioned it earlier, having Dr. Will and Boogie against Dick. I think that would be a huge combination.
I would love that.
I agree.
That
would
be
take
something.
Take them down. I do.
That would be epic.
This is the thing. Do you put two groups that's going to go at it with each other, or do you put hateful group in there and put a nice group in there? I really honestly think that we don't know how many people's going in, but, you know, the thing is why don't you just put people that hate each other in there and let's, you know, give them a keg of beer and let's see what happens.
Yeah. Well, you guys heard, heard that,
too. You saw what happened after three glasses of beer. Give us a keg and then see what happens.
Yeah.
So
you know
that there's other people.
I guarantee you, take number one writing.
Yeah, well, you guys know that there's other people supposedly sequestered. Like, I heard that Chelsea is MIA.
Really?
She did not join, but she
doesn't want anything to do with going on Big Brother again. I mean, I've had personal talks with her. That's what she's told me, but that could just be a front, too, so I don't know.
Well, she never showed up for her show at the Real Player Superpass today.
Ouch.
Well, that could be the other twist they're throwing in, maybe, huh? James and Chelsea going back.
Yeah, so that right there would be interesting with Dick and Danielle in there.
Will
and Boogie? Holy cow.
They could do so much with the different ones, yeah.
Oh, that's
I was at the Superpass show today, but I'm going to bring somebody else on the phone line to discuss that.
Ooh, is it Missy?
No.
Yeah.
This is Jess again. Jess, would you talk about Chelsea? Jess? Are you there?
Oh, my. I wonder if she muted. She's on Skype.
I muted myself. Oh, goodness. She is not MIA. She was actually at her show today. She just wasn't hosting. And I've been emailing her back and forth because when I did my audition tape, we're getting stuff for doing that. But she is not MIA, people. She is.
Yeah.
No. And hi, Natalie. I loved your season.
Thank you.
I think it's one of the only ones I've never talked to before, so I can cross that off my list.
Oh.
Hi,
Nice.
We're making people's dreams on the Rod reality show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm loving it.
Oh, but you're so funny.
Jess actually keeps the Big Brother stats, and she is one of the biggest Big Brother fans I know, and so now she has got another Big Brother stat in her book. So on the Rad reality show.
And you follow me on Twitter, too. I keep those, too.
Thank you for clearing that up for us, Jess.
Kristen, do we have any questions in the chat room where we can start wrapping it up? Do we have any more callers?
I don't see any more questions. I don't think there's... Is there any more callers, guys? I don't think there's any more.
Well, how about yourself?
I can't, but if I asked you.
Hey, Christina, also on the air, and of course I've told you, thank you so much when I was in the hospital. Thank you so much checking up on me every day. I really appreciate that. You know, I tell you what, it was... I haven't been in the hospital since I was... I guess, 8 years old. So, I mean, I'm not the type of person to go in the hospital, and I just I thank you so much checking up on me, and it was a rough couple of weeks, but, you know, I had some great friends and family and checking up on me, so thank you all for checking up on me. This is going to be a great season of the Roundtable. I'm really excited. Thank you so much, Natalie, calling in. You can kind of look at your schedule, I really like to have you back on July the 14th and kind of talk about already we know what's going on, who's in the house. If you call in for 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, July the 14th. I don't have a schedule. I'm an artist. I got all the time when you need.
I love it. July the 14th. Of course, everybody... time is going to change because CBS moved Big Brother to 8 o'clock Central Time this year. So we're going to move our show to 9 o'clock Central Time. So next Thursday will be 9 o'clock Central Time, everybody. I'm really excited about this season. Y'all are going to love this. Next Thursday, my number one guest is going to be my boss. He is a executive chef. He actually worked for Mike Boogie and Dr. Will for their restaurant. He wrote their menu. And now he is my boss here in Durant, Oklahoma. Boy, it's a small world. And he's been on TV a couple times. He's a celebrity chef. He cooks for famous people. He has an amazing story to tell. He's going to come in next Thursday, talk about Dr. Will, talk about Mike Boogie, talk about me, Lord help us all. he's an amazing person, got a great story, great chef. He's also going to give us a recipe of the week. So, ladies, have paper and pen ready because he's going to give us a recipe each week. The first week he's going to do it on radio, and then each week after he's going to give me that recipe and we'll say it on the air. So I'm really excited about that segment of the show. And my second guest next week is going to be Ronnie from Big Brother 11, and amazing friend Michelle Costa will vouch for him. He's an amazing guy, just a great heart. Of course, rumors had it that his name was up in the hat to go back in the house and Big Brother this season. So we're going to talk about that next week, how he feels, why he didn't get to go back. And I will say that he's not missing action. I talked to him just a little bit ago, so he's not in the house. So what we're going to do is, one, I want to thank the fans. Thank you so much coming out, listening to Natalie. Michelle, thank you so much calling into my show. And I really hope that you have an amazing trip back to your home country. I want to go. You showed me some pictures, and I'm so stoked for you. I wish I was going with you. And thank you again to the fans, podcasts, people in the chat rooms. Without y'all, we could not do what we're doing now. And we love doing this. And after, 7 years for me, I'm loving every bit of it. And thank y'all so much for letting me live my dream. Ron, thank you so much creating the Ron Rad reality show. Without you, we wouldn't be on this platform. So thank you so much. I think we're going to end with a clip of Ron, and then we're going to end with one of my favorite songs, You Should Have Been a Cowboy by Toby Keith. Thank you all so much. Paul?
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you for having me.
Bye.
Yes,
bye.
Paul?
One thing I want to add to this real quick. The Big Brother Rap Party wanted me to mention that tickets are going to go up $5 on the 7th of July. So if you want to get tickets, get them as soon as you can. We're going to end the show now. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
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 At Kitty's place, I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope.
Thank you guys, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.